Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can dial in via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever's on your mind, 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features, we give them away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Right back into your phone calls. We go to Ernie in Nevada. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ernie.
Yep.
Ernie, you're on the air. Go ahead.
You can hear me fine?
Just fine. Go for it.
Okay. I'm using Skype, and I can't hear when I'm talking.
That's okay. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to talk about something that ties into what Gene was talking about last hour, which was, you know, that the existence of anarchy is the normal state of affairs in interpersonal relationships. And there's a way to prove that it works theoretically, and that's with game theory or political choice, like economics. And the simplest way to do it is with a game called the Prisoner's Dilemma.
We've heard of it. Go ahead and recap what that is for our listeners that don't know.
It's basically the simplest one is the two suspects are arrested, and the police separate them and say to them, if you rat on...
Oh, we're losing Ernie. Ernie, are you there? Ernie's gone. Oh, wait, you're still there.
Okay.
Go ahead. You have to start over from the beginning.
Okay.
With the police defining the prisoner's dilemma. Go ahead.
Right. Two suspects are arrested and they're separated, and they're told that if they rat on the other guy, they get off scot-free. And the scenario is that if they both cooperate, they get a lower sentence than if the other guy rats on you. In other words, you get the maximum sentence if somebody rats on you, and you get an intermediate sentence in between. And the idea is to maximize or minimize your jail sentence. And it proves that self-interest works in the economy, because if you just use a slight bit of rationality in the whole concept, you choose cooperate each time, because that means that you get the intermediate sentence in between. That's a negative instance of it. But there's also a positive instance where you get more money if you cooperate, or if you commit fraud or cheat, you know, that's the choice that you make, then you get less money.
I'm a little confused on the point you're making. Sorry.
I've heard game theory used this particular prisoner's dilemma as you're discussing. I've heard it used both to support and debunk, sort of free market economics.
Well, it's anarchy because anarcho-capitalist idea is that chaos doesn't come just because you have no rulers or no government, that there is a method that actually enforces it, which is self-interest with a slight bit of rationality, and that will maximize the benefit to everybody in society.
Okay. I see where you're coming from. I guess you're trying to say that the prisoner's dilemma proves that free market system will work. I don't really understand how that is. I mean, there's all kinds of evidence out there as to how the marketplace does things better than the government does that I think makes a whole lot more sense to people. I have to say I'm having a difficult time really understanding.
I kind of am too. I kind of get the gist, I think, of what you're trying to say. And I think I could maybe describe it a little more straightforward in the sense that violence is destructive, right? And when someone is making you do something, you're not any more productive than you were before. It's just redirecting what you're doing, and that person is exerting the effort to use violence and isn't producing anything. And I just think violence in general is destructive. When we engage in wars, a lot of times we're trying to get certain assets for ourselves with nothing new being produced, instead of spending the same amount of effort to produce something and then the pie gets bigger, as opposed to just taking something from someone else and being destructive in the process, and the pie gets smaller, and we're just trying to divide it up more toward ourselves in our own self-interested fashion. So I think there's that sense of violence being destructive and cooperative, productive activity being good for everyone involved. Is that the idea?
Yeah, it's the anti-Hobbesian theory that society devolves into, you know, tooth and claw if you have anarchy, or a free market for that matter. And that, you know, greed will overcome everything. And it's a way to look at it and say, with when you actually play this game, it shows you that if you cooperate, you benefit.
When you say you cooperate, you mean cooperate with the police in the prisoner's dilemma, or the two prisoners cooperating with one another?
Well, you could call it conspiracy. In other words, the two prisoners say, whatever happens after we're arrested, if we remain silent and we say nothing, that's cooperating. Okay.
Sure, but in the prisoner's dilemma, you don't know what the other prisoner is going to do, which is why I don't think the prisoner's dilemma is a really great example as to how it is the free market works well. I think you're right, though, in your general point, and that is that as far as it being a tooth and claw world in a state of chaos or anarchy or whatever you want to call it, I don't think anarchy is equivalent with chaos. Anarchy just means lack of rulers. So in a state of nature, people will have an incentive to get along with one another because it's in their best interest to do those things. I mean, if they want to continue breathing and enjoying the wonders of the life that we have, then it makes sense for them to continue interacting with one another on a voluntary basis. I don't think you really need to bring the prisoner's dilemma into it to make a point, because the prisoner's dilemma, well, is predicated on the state.
Yeah.
We're talking about a prison experience here.
Well, you could also look at it as commerce too. You know, in other words, you're going to provide value for value, and you're not going to commit fraud. That's another way of setting the whole scenario.
Well, and the reason you don't commit fraud in commerce is because you want to keep doing commerce, and you want to keep bringing customers through your door. You want to keep doing business, and if you're known as fraudulent in the marketplace, then people are going to spread the word about that, and they're not going to buy your stuff anymore. So the pressures to stay honest are built inherently into the marketplace as long as you have a free market. And I thank you for the call tonight, Ernie. It's the check of the free marketplace. It checks itself, because everybody is free to do as much checking as they want to on their competition. If you've got the greed factor is limited in a free marketplace by the fact that anybody else can compete with you. Whereas today, in this kind of fascist socialist system that we have, if the government has decided to limit the marketplace, whether it's limiting it to just a few players or limiting it to a monopoly situation like with a power company, for instance, then there is much less of an interest in providing good customer service and a much lower interest in being honest with customers. I thank you, by the way, for the call tonight. Good hearing from you. 800-259-9231. So
there's still greed and corruption. It's just some people have a lot more power than other people, and they're still out for their self-interest. It's that they're a lot more able to get it using violence and coercion, and that doesn't solve the problem. And I like to tell people that a free market isn't great for everyone. For the people who are in power right now, who are benefiting by looting other people, it's not going to benefit them.
That's true.
It's going to benefit the vast majority of us that are on the lower end of that hierarchy.
Right. So people see themselves as being benefited by, society limiting, the players in the marketplace. Use, for instance, electrical contractors. Everybody thinks it's a really good idea to have electrical contractors to be licensed by the state and have a housing inspector come through and look at them. But what they don't realize is that housing inspectors, you know, they can look at it in any manner they want. They don't have to do their job. They're not held liable for anything that goes wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not incentivized to do a good job. And the electrical contractors, they're basically paying a fee in order to limit the amount of people who are in the marketplace. I wired my house in Florida, a room that I put in, a portion of it. And so therefore, because I did it myself, I didn't need a contractor, but I had somebody come in and help me, and they weren't licensed or anything like that. Well, I think I got a really great job done. Everything went fine. And, you know, it's no big deal, but the next person who's going to come along is going to believe, well, this house is it's great. And it may or may not be, but it won't be because the electrical engineer or electrical inspector came through and looked at it.
It's because you don't want your house burned down.
Right.
800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind, and this is Free Talk Live.
When an exploration ship from Freehold discovered a planet with intelligent life forms, it should have been the most important event in history, and it might be. But for all the wrong reasons. A novel of space action from a new star of military science fiction, Contact with Chaos, by Michael Z. Williamson, available from Bain Books. Remember, if you don't like your world, visit one of ours at Bain.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free Capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
Worried about the side effects from prescription drugs? Tired of searching for an effective, safe, natural alternative you can trust? Join more than 300,000 people worldwide who trust in Native Remedies. Our market-leading natural remedies are manufactured using the highest quality ingredients in FDA-registered facilities. We only use whole herbs and never use chemicals, giving you superior effectiveness and safety without side effects. With over 250 herbal and homeopathic remedies, you'll find products for your entire family, even your pets. Address issues like concentration, stress, mood, sleep, pregnancy, memory, joint support, digestion, cold and flu, sexual performance, and much more. And all Native Remedies products come with a 1-year unconditional money-back guarantee. For a limited time, visit NoDrugsPlease.com, enter coupon code RADIO, and receive $5 off your order. Purchase 2 items and receive a 3rd absolutely free. Visit NoDrugsPlease.com or call 1-877-289-1235. 1-877-289-1235 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can dial in toll-free to bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Dale. And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those. And the features include Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have taken their validated photo and sent it to us to prove that they listen to the show. You can see the Shrine for yourself at shrine.freetalklive.com.
Did you know that over 35% of IT admins admit to snooping through their boss's email? Shouldn't your business email be secure? PrivacyHarbor.com is an email alternative that's private and confidential, guaranteed. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure. That's privacyharbor.com.
800-259-9231. We continue here taking your phone calls and go to Steve in Virginia. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
What's on your mind tonight, Steve?
What I wanted to get was your opinion on the fact that I was having a conflict in my own mind about being a registered voter here in Virginia. I registered so I could go out in the primaries and vote for Ron Paul.
Sure.
And after that was over, I thought about unregistering just to just to get my name off the books or whatever, because figured, hey, someday, you know, they could twist that against me and say, oh, there's your consent. You signed up. You're a card-carrying voter.
Have you ever heard of any of that ever happening to anyone?
No, not really.
Me either. I don't think that there's any consent, implicit or explicit when it comes to voting.
I told them I didn't consent when I went to court, and they threw me in a jail cell, so it didn't matter.
Yeah. I thought that was ridiculous when I heard about that.
And besides that, they won't let you unregister. At least they won't do it up here. One of our friends looked into it, and he asked about it. Now, of course, they can always lie, so we're presuming they're telling the truth. But the bureaucrats that run the registration process say you cannot unregister.
Do you know how to do that, though? You know how they finally got off the books? They threatened to sell their vote. Yeah, they're going to eBay their vote.
Actually, only one of them got off as a result of that. I think he was the only one that was doing it, though.
Okay.
Yeah, here in Front Royal, I've actually been a registered voter before and actually unregistered just by writing the local registrar. But anyway, I was conflicted over that. But then I thought, here in Virginia, the jury pool is drawn, at least in part from the voter registration rolls. And I thought that the benefit of just staying on, as a registered voter might put me on a jury one day.
It's a chance, yeah.
Who knows? One day I might be somebody's last line of defense, sitting in a jury. And I just wanted to encourage other, liberty-minded people to, find out what it takes to get in the jury pool. I'd love to see, a lot of liberty type of people. I'd rather have them in the jury pool than just a bunch of morons.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love to be on a jury. I think of it now as an opportunity to be a hero and save someone who's. A lot of those people are being tried on victimless crimes, and being on a jury is an opportunity to save someone that's going to be prosecuted.
And the reason for that, Dale, is because jurors have the ability to nullify. So you can vote not guilty as a juror on a trial, you can vote not guilty based on your feeling about the law. It doesn't have to have anything to do with the facts in the case. You can look at the case, no matter what the facts say, you can say, this law is crap, it's unjust, I don't support it, and I'm going to vote not guilty because I think the law is terrible. It's called jury nullification, and that's the reason why having liberty-minded people on a jury is useful, because they're more likely to know what jury nullification is. So you're right. I mean, that may be one legitimate reason, even for somebody who is a relatively anti-state individual, to remain on the voters' rolls. So they will have that slight chance of being called into a jury process. Sure, we all know that jury selection is essentially a miniature draft, and that you're coerced into going. If you don't go or you don't give them a good enough excuse, they'll throw you in the jail cell. So certainly I disagree with the process of jury selection in general, but it's there. It is what it is. And if it can allow us to save somebody from a prison cell, then I think it's a worthwhile part of the system to participate in.
If you have a chance to save an innocent person from going to prison, that's a great opportunity. I'd jump on it. I mean, you're right. It's it is a recruitment process that's not voluntary, obviously, but I think that, I don't know if that's the case in New Hampshire, but I know there was a lot of they dispelled these sort of rumors that voting, being on the voter rolls, was how you got selected for jury duty. I heard there's all these other, just about anything, driver's license. If you have a driver's license,
depending on the community,
on that. I don't know in New Hampshire.
It's not the same anywhere. Okay. All
does it change state by state or by county by county?
In some cases, county by county. States will often have different criteria that they have to meet. So states are more homogenous, but it's just different everywhere.
Steve, any other thoughts tonight?
No, that was going to be it for tonight.
Thanks for the call, dude. I really appreciate hearing. Yep, appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I encourage people to do the jury thing as well and learn about jury nullification at FIJA, Fully Informed Jury Association. That's FIJA, FIJA.org. As we continue, we'll take Tony's gone. Let's try Dan in Kentucky. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live. Dan.
Yes.
You're on the air.
Yes. You asked people at the end of the first hour to call in if they liked lectures.
Yeah.
Well, I like lectures.
That really was you. You're the one boring guy that actually likes lectures.
Our board op said the same thing.
Really? What was to like about a lecture?
Well, I didn't really like lectures until I got into college, and when I got to college, I got to pick a major, and so that helped a lot.
So you were interested in the subject matter?
I was. Yes, I was. I got into science. I like physics and mathematics.
I can see how that would make a difference if you actually had chosen to be in the lecture. I guess that would help, right? Because most of the classes that were being where I was being lectured, I was forced to go into because it's just part of the system.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But when I chose physics and mathematics based courses, I mainly liked them. Well, as a rule, I liked them, and then I liked the courses I don't like so much. A little bit more, but there's still some types of courses that I'll dislike. But I went to tons and tons of lectures, and I liked a lot of them.
So you were fully absorbed by your interest in the topic at hand. Great point tonight, dude. Thank you for the call. Good hearing from you. 800-259-9231. I stand corrected. There are people that enjoy lectures, but the important part is that you actually chose to be there in the first place, right?
Well, when I said lecture, it drew up in your mind some experience or set of experiences, and you weren't willing to see past that. The fact is, obviously, when I say that some people like the lecture experience, they're going to be choosing to go into the class where they're going to be getting the lecture.
Yeah, well, in high school, which is when I thought, because that's what I think of when I think of school, is I think of high school.
High school's prison, and you have to go there from a certain time to a certain time, and you can't get out. I think that as education evolves, you're going to find people educating themselves in several different, children being educated in lots of different ways. And I hope that you come to a point where somebody gives a lecture series or something like that, and people could choose to go to it. They're going to be very much more attentive at that point.
Toll-free number here tonight, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. There's been a lot of talk about the economy recently, people pointing out how things are a little, times are a little tougher than before, but of course people are still shopping and eating out, so obviously it's not a dire situation, though some would suggest that a dire situation is to come. If you look in the malls of America, you're going to find less and less, fewer and fewer stores present in those malls. We'll get the story on that, plus take your calls about whatever's on your mind. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley. I don't have to tell you there's an emergency in the Heartland, but my friends at Heartland Emergency can help. With collapsing banks, endless bailouts, unresponsive government, and a teetering economy, it's only a matter of time before the next crisis strikes closer to home, your home. The food supply hangs by a thread, and store shelves can quickly empty as these next months introduce the full impact of a world in chaos. HeartlandEmergency.com can help you prepare with Mountain House freeze-dried food. Developed for NASA using real meat, these made-in-America nutritious meals are equal to anything frozen, and with a 30-year shelf life, you will be comfortably prepared. Visit HeartlandEmergency.com or call 830-431-1776. Storable food is the most important insurance you can have. Peace of mind knowing your family is not vulnerable has no price. Visit HeartlandEmergency.com or call 830-431-1776. Food solutions for our time? You cannot afford a surprise in the next crisis.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt-free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret that credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-293-9219. That's 800-293-9219. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-293-9219 today.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real Social Security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens, and if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-605-4229 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-605-4229. That's 1-800-605-4229. Again, 1-800-605-4229.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can dial in, bring up whatever's on your mind. Take control of the airwaves, as we say. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, we give them away, so you can enjoy them on us at freetalklive.com. Those features include updates. You get signed up and we'll keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. Let's talk to Ziggy in the UK. Across the pond. Ziggy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Zig, what's on your mind?
Right. Now, considering the political climate here, I might as well go out to the forest and slit my wrists.
Oh, good heavens.
Because you are banging your head against a brick wall, literally. I will give you one example. Today, or yesterday as it is here now, it was the budget. Now, this is when the government announces its tax and spending plans. And here's a government estimate, so it's going to be worse.
Mm-hmm.
In the year, in the financial year 2013 to 2014, the national debt is going to rise to 79% of this country's GDP.
80% of the gross national product, all the money made in the country, that's what the debt is. That's incredible.
Yeah, that's what it's going to be. And I've been trying to tell liberals this is a really dangerous thing, and guess what they said? They said, well, people have got mortgages of 300%. We'll be all right. Well, those people with 300% mortgages are having their houses repossessed right now. Last weekend, I had a similar experience. I didn't get thrown in jail, but I had a similar experience with the Sam. I had to approach a politico about something, and basically he said, I can't take you seriously. You don't work for the established media. At which point, and he said, stop wasting my time. And I just thought, No wonder people go on killing sprees when they have that attitude.
Yeah, well, a lot of people.
I said the other week, and it's a pretty vicious thing to say. I said the only way you're ever going to get a member of parliament in this country to listen to the little man is if the little man literally held a gun to their head.
But what about Daniel Hanneman?
Who?
The MEP.
Who?
Ron Paulin from Britain.
You know, I think he's. I don't know what his positions are, but he's a conservative, and I bet I wouldn't agree with him on much.
I think you agree with him quite a bit. I hear he's very good, very libertarian. But we'll see. I mean, go check him out.
But I can see where Ziggy's coming from, though, the frustration of looking at this system, which is supposed to be, it's what they all tell you to use. Well, you want to change things, you just got to use the system, call your representatives, and then you point out that they just don't care what it is you have to say. And
I reckon I might be having some sort of breakdown, because for 15 years I joined a political party, I campaigned within that political party for things I believed in, I joined in debates, I did everything that, you know, I should have done. And 3 weeks ago, I was writing a piece about tax policy, and I suddenly thought to myself, no one gives a damn what I say. You know, it's just useless. You know, that's it. You know, and as far as I'm concerned,
it's that frustration that drove me to New Hampshire and joining the Free State Project. That frustration with the system and the futility of it all. And it's just a shame that it's not easier for people who live on other plots of land outside of the imaginary borders of the United States to come here and join this movement. It's a shame, because people like you, I'm sure, would be saving up for their plane tickets to come here if they could.
Just one last thing. I'll say this. There's a liberal guy I know stood for parliament, and he knows of your show. His name is Simon, and he just said, "Oh, all libertarians are fringers, and they'll never be taken seriously."
Bunch of nutters.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ziggy, for the call tonight. I don't know what to tell you beyond get over here and get to New Hampshire or join the European Free State Project or something like that. Get together with other like-minded people in the same geographic location. I think that's the only solution to this.
Do you think that that in order to sign up for the Free State Project, not to move, but just to sign for the Free State Project, the freestateproject.org,
mm-hmm.
that you need to have all of your immigration papers set up and have to have some kind of clear vision?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. I don't feel like to sign up, you know, you just intend...
It's your intention to move.
To move. So I'm going to, you know, I'll enter the paperwork. If New Hampshire secedes and becomes its own free state or whatever, then I'll move then or whatever.
Yeah,
so
great.
I think 5 years after 20,000 people is reached. So all these people, if you like the idea, then you've got lots of time to act on it. If you want to sign up and it helps.
And I don't think that knowing how it's going to happen has anything to do with signing up. I think that, you know, this is what I intend to do.
You could intend to move, and then if the government
doesn't allow you, I mean,
so.
I don't think that I'm certainly, you know, that no one's going to, there's not collection agents on the other side of this saying, oh, he signed up, we're going to go get him.
Yeah.
You know, that's nothing like that. So, I mean, it's an intention to move. So I don't think that excludes one from signing at all. I think that just, you know, I'd like to go.
So if you live in Europe and you want to come here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, go ahead and sign up and then figure out how to do it.
I'm going to go ahead and tell Ziggy, you know, before you blow your brains out or go out in the woods and slit your wrists like you described, get that monkey off your back. That process that they are trying to get you to work through is a hamster wheel. And it's going to drive you nuts.
I think he's understanding that, and that is what's driving him nuts. The futility of it all. The amount of time and effort and money that you can pour into the political process and get next to zero for results is really frustrating to somebody that's been involved and has failed over and over again. And that's what I was talking, I guess it was on the freekeen.com in one of the comments threads. One lady was asking, or someone who's ostensibly a lady, was asking the question about, well, you know, why is it you guys are having such a tough time getting people up to New Hampshire? Only got a few hundred people that have moved so far. Why is it such a difficult task? And I admit, it's a difficult task to get people to move to become activists for liberty in New Hampshire, because most people aren't activists now, and so they don't understand the futility of the system that Ziggy was just explaining there. Mm-hmm. They haven't worked extensively within the system, and they haven't failed. So because they haven't failed at trying to change things within the system, they don't realize how futile it truly is. And so when somebody comes to them and says, hey, why don't you join us in New Hampshire? We're doing all this great activism. It's a great time. Come on up. They say to themselves, well, what's wrong with being here?
I can do activism here.
Yeah, we can do activism here. We could get people together. We could change things here.
Get the burnout first before
exactly.
They're ready to come up here.
Don't you think? I mean, you ran for office before.
Yeah, I think that's probably something. I ran for office. Yeah, yeah.
So you
the funny thing for me is I knew I wasn't going to win. And so I thought, oh, this gives me free rein to use it as a platform to speak about all my ideals and things I believe in. And this is what was so funny to me. It was hopeless. There was no way I could win. I went into it knowing that. I was comfortable with that. I really had no plans to run for office. I was talked into it. I'm like, okay, I'm more concerned about talking about my ideas and things like that than I am about trying to win the office, actually. But I couldn't do that. Even just once I got into that process, there were so many pressures on me and so many people, you know, the people who were paying. That there was some pressures on me for the people who are paying for me to my registration fee to sign up, and then I need a certain number of signatures, and so I needed help getting the signatures, and the people who are going to help me get signatures, they put pressure on me to run a certain way
to
and
water
all this
down
stuff.
Your message or something.
Yeah, oh,
like
absolutely
that?
And
really?
and also pressure from all these different directions.
So the compromising,
for a losing candidate.
So the compromising began right off the bat is what you're saying.
Moments after I got started to pursue it. I mean, it was amazing how quickly all the ideals and all my ideals and everything was like down the drain and
go to the way
instantly. So, but
that's
I just
amazing.
Think that, I think that you have to, I lost my train of thought.
That's all right. It's frustrating. It's frustrating to deal with this system, which is built to isolate itself from change.
I remember what I was going to say now. You jogged my memory. Is that you can use the nature of the system is to control the violence. You can use it to control violence. It's not meant to reduce the violence. And that's people are trying to do something that it's not the nature of the system to do.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So if you haven't failed using the system, and you're not willing to take our word for it, you need to get out there and fail at it before you really come to the understanding that Ziggy has and that we have and that it's broken. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills in as little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, you need to hear this. Have you been watching the banks getting their bailout money and wondering where your relief is? The answer you're looking for is the Bailout Group. The Bailout Group has settled over $100 million in credit card debt for people just like you. The Bailout Group can help cut your debt by up to 60% of its original value, removing those high interest fees and rolling everything into one low monthly payment. And the best part? All GCN listeners qualify for a free 5-minute debt relief consultation. This is the system that credit card companies don't want you to know about. This is a fast, proven, and legal process for your credit card debt concerns. Call the Bailout Group now at 800-324-6554. That's 800-324-6554. Debt relief experts are standing by. You have nothing to lose except your credit card debt. Call 800-324-6554. 800-324-6554 today. How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor. Absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free and bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free. Now, if you like this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, well, actually, let me take that back. If you like the show and you want to help support an organization that Free Talk Live supports, then you can shop through newegg.freetalklive.com. And when you enter through that link and you buy all the computer parts that you might need, then the CD Evolution Fund will get a percentage of your sales. CDEvolution.org is a fund that's been set up to support activists like Sam, who have been arrested and persecuted by the state for civil disobedience, non-cooperation, that sort of thing, and getting behind those activists with your financial, with dollars, and helping support them in their time of need. You can go to cdevolution.org to donate directly, or you can contribute by shopping at newegg.freetalklive.com. Just, by the way, a quick update from our friend Sam, co-host, documentarian Sam from obscuretruth.com. He is still in jail, and they have allowed him access to the law computer at this point. So they have a computer in a law library. They have allowed him to access that. He did have to wade through some...
They're really silly not allowing him to do that. That was the biggest breach that they've had so far.
Well, he believes that the fact that he's been able to communicate with us and have us talking about this on the show, his situation, may have contributed to the jailers being a little more flexible in that case, because they don't want to be seen as being awful. They brought, for instance, we mentioned how there was feces floating around on the floor when he got into his cell the other day, and that was because the toilets had been backing up in the jail, and they hadn't sent anybody out to fix it. He said that all of a sudden somebody turned up to fix one of those toilets recently, so it could have been a coincidence, maybe not, but you know, all of a sudden somebody's there to fix a toilet, and they're letting him access the law library, so that's a step in the right direction. And he also pointed out that apparently in the New Hampshire Constitution, there's an Article 14 in the Bill of Rights that, and I don't have it in front of me at the moment, but he, as he described it, basically says that if they're going to be charging you with something, they need to actually present you with the charges. He has never been presented with the charges. They're just holding him in a jail cell for an indefinite period of time until he gives them a what they would hopefully believed to be his legal name. He has not given them that information yet, but they haven't done what they're even constitutionally supposed to do. So it sounds like Sam's got a case here as far as the Constitution is concerned.
I understand where you're coming from, but sort of the court system and contempt of court, which is essentially what he's, he's turned into disorderly conduct.
Disorderly conduct.
He never walked into court.
Well, he's in there under a judge's order, and judge's orders are extra-constitutional. They're extra-legal.
It's crazy.
So
the way I describe it, he is getting a life sentence. It's indefinitely in prison until he cooperates. He's getting a life sentence for remaining silent. So this whole notion of you have a right to remain silent and obviously not.
Well, you do have a right to remain silent. It's just that they're going to throw you in a jail cell if you do so, apparently. They can't stop you from remaining silent.
Yeah.
They can't force you to speak, but at the same time, they can certainly put pressure on you. We continue here, and that's the latest from Sam. Ivy is out there, kind of our legal eagle. She's out there filing. I think she filed a writ of habeas corpus today. She filed that, I think, with the Superior Court and had not yet heard back from them. So I guess they're trying to get the Superior Court to look at the situation and to reach down and hopefully rescue Sam. But, to expect anything out of this system, I think, is to expect too much. So it's hard to even cross your fingers with this stuff.
It is. After watching a number of court cases, I sit there and watch them, and I look at some of these judges, their notion of what's a reasonable doubt. You're supposed to be proved guilty beyond a reasonable doubt, and I've watched these things, and it just really, at this point, it becomes apparent that we are just subject to their whims. They're going to do what they're going to do, and it's, it's just, essentially, they just want you, they want us to beg for every little bit of freedom that we could possibly have. They want us completely.
But that's not how you get freedom.
No, you're right.
You don't get freedom by begging. And that's one of the things that I think Americans really need to start to understand, and I don't know how soon it's going to happen. It seems like it's a long way off at this point, considering even liberty-minded people still believe, for the most part, that they can achieve freedom by using the system. I think that there's something to be said for the system, especially here in New Hampshire, where there has been some success, a limited amount of success. But
certainly,
I think,
more than civil disobedience has wrought.
But there hasn't been enough. There hasn't been a lot of civil disobedience. And I think if there were a lot of civil disobedience, it would all change so quickly. The political system would follow the civil disobedience, just as it did with Martin Luther King, and just as it did with Rosa Parks. The civil disobedience can lead that change, and then essentially the political system will kind of run to catch up with the civil disobedience. If enough people just decided to non-cooperate on whatever the given oppression was, if enough people just decided to stop begging and instead stand up like free men and women, they wouldn't be able to fill the jails. They wouldn't be able to build the jails fast enough to put all those people in them.
Again, I said it before, too. I don't think you can set a goal and arbitrarily reach that goal and say, I want to elect some people to office. That's fine, but that doesn't mean we've got more freedom. And maybe it will. I mean, maybe it will lead to enough people getting elected to office, and then they'll actually roll back some things in the state. I laugh a little bit when I think about it, but maybe that'll happen. At this point, they're like really, really thrilled if they keep something some kind of freedom that New Hampshire already had from being lost. Occasionally, and sometimes they do and sometimes they don't, maybe. And at this point, I want to see freedoms get rolled back because of our people that have gotten in there. But
there's a ways to go on that, but you can see that we've done far more here than has been done in the other 49 states from the history of the United States.
I mean, I do think that there's definitely there's more hope here for that than anywhere else. And I would say that if there's any hope at all left for politics, it would have to be here through the Free State Project. In terms of actually getting more freedom, like I said, the nature of politics is to control the violence. The system is inherently violent. It's all about controlling it. If you're trying to get some kind of control, like if you want to, enhance the violence on behalf of your union or your company or get regulations more in your favor, it's great for that. When you're trying to go in there and actually roll back and actually, you're actually asking the state to sort of cannibalize itself.
Yeah.
And that's what's so against its nature.
Oh,
so.
I'm with you on that. And I was thinking an interesting parallel. My wife was talking about, the sort of emergence of breastfeeding, the reemergence of breastfeeding. And how
public breastfeeding, you mean?
No, just breastfeeding.
Okay. Got it.
And, you know, for a while there, it was considered a bad idea to breastfeed your children. It was.
Doesn't make sense to me.
Well, but think about it for a second. What? Who profits from breastfeeding?
Nobody.
There you go. Who profits from libertarianism, freedom, free markets?
Everybody.
Everybody but...
the bureaucrats.
Right. Everybody but the, you know, any organization that might advertise. Right. So I guess children, the children and the mothers profit from breastfeeding, or at least the children profit from breastfeeding. So individually, everybody profits from breastfeeding. So you can find this parallel there. But they did manage to, doctors managed to, as experts, you know, step forward and say breastfeeding's better. Breastfeeding's better. It started in the third world countries where women were using bad, unpotable water to make a formula and watering down the formula because it was expensive. And so they began doing studies and things like that, and then they found out that breastfeeding is better. You know, so I'm just saying
that seems intuitive to me.
It can be done.
It's so funny that we have to prove that.
Well, but, it's going to seem intuitive that freedom is the right way to go in, you know, whatever amount of time that it takes for us to achieve it. It's clear to us,
right?
But we're on the, you know, the pioneering edge of this. Now, obviously, breastfeeding's gone you know, much faster, the return of it. But it was just an interesting parallel that I thought of.
Let's talk to Colin in Illinois. Colin, you are on Free Talk Live. Colin. You're on the air, sir. There you are. Go for it.
All right. Yeah, I was talking about the schools earlier, about the lectures, and I'm in school right now. I'm in high school. That's pretty much my entire six-hour day there, just listening to a teacher drone on about things I really don't care about.
It's awful, isn't it? Do they force you to just take notes as well?
Yeah, we just have to copy down what they put on the overheads.
Nothing can be. I mean, that's what makes lectures even worse, is when they force you to take notes during the lecture. At least during a regular lecture, you can sit there and zone out if you don't have to really be doing something with your hand and have to turn in notes afterwards or later on. At least then you can kind of zone out or do some, you know, play some game on your phone or your calculator or something like that. But man, when they make you take the notes, it's just the worst of the worst.
That note-taking process to me is very distracting. I can't be listening to what I can't be listening to what the teacher is saying and trying to grok it and interpret it and understand it. I can't be thinking about, oh, I don't quite understand this. I need to ask the teacher a question about it or something. I'm so frantically just trying to get the notes written down.
Thanks, Colin, for the call tonight. Good hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Hour number three is coming up. Still going to talk about the mall vacancies. If you're looking to purchase yourself or rent yourself a slot in a mall nearby, they might be offering them at fire sale rates because they're having a tough time keeping businesses in there. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Plus, national service comes to the UK soon. Free Talk Live.
Government officials like to think they know better than the rest of us. They tell us what we can buy and when we can buy it. Everything from guns and booze to cold medicine and cigarettes. Now they've gone even farther. Cities across the country are now trying to tax and ban bottled water. That's right. Simple, no alcohol, no caffeine, no calorie bottled water. They say it's wasteful and buying it is, quote, stupid. But who are they to decide? If politicians decide you shouldn't even be able to buy bottled water, what's next? Visit us at enjoybottledwater.org and sign the petition to keep the nanny state out of our water bottles.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.